media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning. How you doing, Ron?
I'm well. Your team with a tremendously hard-fought effort against the top five team in Villanova and come up just a little short there, 35-28, as you've gone back and looked at that one. Give me your impressions on your team's effort.
Yeah, what a game. You know, Mark's done a great job with Villanova, and they started out to a, you know, one of the better seasons that they've had in a long time. And I know William & Mary and Villanova over the years, has the games have always come down. They were very close. I was very proud of our team's effort and the competitiveness and the things that we were able to do. Obviously, you want to win the game. That's the ultimate result that you want. But the opportunity for us for the second game in a row to just kind of be in there in the last quarter. We were in the last drive, have a chance to tie it up and you know, put ourselves in a position to, you know, to stay relevant and competitive. And they made a play in fourth down and we didn't. But again, very, you know, very proud of the team's effort and just the resiliency. And you know, you look at things that you can glean out of it to get better at. I mean, obviously, you know, third down situations were something that didn't help us a lot. We weren't very successful in that. We put ourselves in tough situations. Turnovers that, you know, allowed them to get one of their scores that, you know, it's pretty tough on a defense, and you turn the ball over in your own red zone area. But the ability for the guys to come back and play and play a very good football team, as you mentioned, you know, number one in the CAA, but also top five in FCS football. You know, this conference is, as I've said, having been in it before and just seeing the results of the teams that have played, you know, Saturday and who's going to play again, it's unbelievable. It's just really good football coaches, really good teams. And, you know, I'm excited about our guys. You know, we got some older guys that are doing well. Most teams are banged up at this time. You know, obviously that's part of it. We missed some key guys for this game. But young guys, you know, they were able to step up for us. Kane Lester, Bronson Yoder, although Hollis did not play, we think he's going to be good. Latrell Smith did not play. He's a corner. We think he's going to be good. Sam Kaufman is a true freshman that does handles all the snapping chores. You know, and Nate Lynn is a D lineman, and George Eberle is a guy that's punted, and, you know, will have more opportunities and things like that. So, you know, it's a lot of positive things, but obviously as the season goes on, you want to have some positive results after that. But I like the team, and, you know, we have an off week this week, and have an opportunity to get some guys, you know, back, you know, get them healed up, because it doesn't get any easier, you know, because obviously the following Saturday, James Madison will be here for homecoming. So, but, you know, very, very, very pleased about where we are, what we can do, what we've done, but we got to get better, no doubt. We got to put ourselves in position to win those close games as we get down to the fourth quarter, the last possession. But, you know, we're moving in a direction. I think this team, as we move forward, can develop and become very, very competitive.
Got me a question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
As you mentioned, you know, you've been in the league before. I may have asked you this previously in the preseason, but how do you feel the league now compares to when you were in it before? I know some of the personnel is different, but in terms of competitiveness, how do you feel it compares?
Well, the competitiveness is always, you know, been there relative to the rules and the state of the game. I mean, obviously now with the state of the game having the benefit of the transfer portal, I know some teams have always had opportunities to get grad transfers and transfers because of the admissions policies, but you still, now you look at, you know, the last couple of years with the red shirts being able to, you know, red shirt after four games, the transfer portal allows you, the, you know, FBS player to come down and play right away. So a lot of teams have been able to add to their roster, to their talent level, because they're getting talent from other schools. And so the talent is still relative to who you play on every given Saturday. But you do see that the trend of college football is changing, because you're adding players that were may have been significant at another place and leave whatever the reason that they might have, and then join your team, and they add tremendously to, you know, to your team. So that is a difference. But again, as you said, Dave, the CAA conference, the FCS conference is very competitive, and particularly the CAA conference with the different players that are in it and are having success.
You mentioned Luttrell a while ago. Is his situation a short-term thing?
Well, we're hoping that. I mean, obviously, with the open week, our guys are going to spend a lot of time in the training room and rehabbing and things like that to get themselves ready for the next opportunities, the latter part of the season. And I believe, you know, from what he has, that he'll make himself available or be available, and just give him the time necessary to get himself back. But you know, there's Bill Murray, you know, Hollis Mathis, guys that didn't play in the game that have a chance to, you know, to get themselves back in a position where they can be keep competitive and play down the latter stretch of conference games.
I know you've been, for injuries, just kind of going either upper or lower body. Is Luttrell's a lower body thing?
Yes. And as I said, our training trap, our doctors, and they do a great job in rehabbing and assessing, and our players do a great job of, you know, getting themselves back. I mean, again, we're at the point of the season where everybody's dealing with injuries. You know, you have key players that are not, don't play, but the next man up mentality has to be prevalent. So we're looking forward to, you know, having this week off and doing, you know, some quality control and look at what we do and then get ready for James Madison.
And if I can just sneak one more in here, how much are you doing this week?
We will do some developmental practices. You know, obviously, guys, you know, that can't go won't go, but you always want to make sure that your guys that have an opportunity to go in the game, or even the young men that have not exhausted that four-game opportunity, perhaps there may be a game or two, if it's not this game, to get a few plays in for a young man that might be capable and able to play a few reps as the season goes on. So all that's part of evaluating, but you get a chance to give them reps and again, try to see where they are mid-season.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mike, with Hollis out on Saturday, Kilton Anderson goes the whole way for you at quarterback, and played extremely well, 25 of 33, 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, and took some big shots back there. As you've gone back and looked at his performance, how do you think he played?
Yeah, you know, very, very pivotal and instrumental on the first drive. You know, we talked before, we hadn't started fast the first couple, you know, the last games, and I thought Kilton did a great job in terms of orchestrating and organizing and calling and getting guys in position and you know, throwing the 12-yard touchdown pass to Kane. And, you know, so as the game went on, there were some big throws he made. He took some big hits, and he made a couple big runs to extend the third down drives. But, you know, ultimately, you know, they had they converted more third downs, and their fourth down situation was better than ours, and they kept the ball, and we had to give the ball up. But, you know, it's one of those things that when you're playing football games, it's situational. We got to do a better job with that, and we'll spend a dedicated amount of time to look at the things that we need to improve on, and that's what open weeks are for.
He touched on Kane briefly. 11 catches, 131 yards, a couple of touchdowns. That's 18 catches now for over 250 the last couple of weeks. How have you seen him grow in confidence and ability over the last few weeks?
You know, Rob, like in all freshmen that come in and play, there's a level of maturity that you hope that they have to handle. Obviously, they're students, and you know, the classroom and all the things, obligations and expectations they have there. To come in and play as a true freshman and exhibit his skill set that allows us to have, you know, a guy that can touch the ball and score in a dynamic way. So, you know, managing how we use him and how he moves forward here, because now his clock has started and he's going to be a guy that's going to be significant in how we game plan. But the young man himself, and along with the wide receiver group that surround him, are, you know, they're all kind of a cohesive unit, and we want him to play well so the team gets the benefit. So, but great young man, and and he'll only get better. And I believe he can be a real special player.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for taking time with us as always today. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.